USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. His bail was revoked, and he was immediately taken into custody by the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. Chauvin will be sentenced at a later date. And Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo telling reporters Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss his bill. Biden saying at that meeting he was willing to compromise on his more than $2 trillion package. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
An audit of the 2020 election will soon be underway in Arizona. Lance Pry has the story.
The Arizona Senate will begin a major audit of the 2020 presidential election next week, with results likely to be ready by mid-May. What's odd about this, the Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors refused to cooperate, and it took the Arizona Senate 2.5 months to win a court battle to uphold their right under law to ensure election integrity. The Arizona Senate has hired 4 companies to audit the election results in Arizona. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And rock star Ted Nugent says he's tested positive for COVID-19, and the symptoms have hit him hard. In a video on Facebook, Nugent said that he had flu symptoms for 10 days, suffering from fatigue and body aches, and said that he felt like he was dying. The 72-year-old has made statements in the last several months questioning the veracity of the pandemic and saying that he would not receive a vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Senator Ed Markey and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are reintroducing the Green New Deal. The proposal, even with Democrats in control of the House and Senate by a slim majority, does face massive hurdles on Capitol Hill. Some moderate Democrats voicing opposition to it, and it would require support from 10 Republican senators to reach President Biden's desk. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, as you can imagine, no fan of the Green New Deal.
Her Green New Deal, the full Green New Deal, is $93 trillion. $93 trillion is $600,000 for every single household in America. I've got a suggestion for the Democrats. See if they can find 10 households willing to contribute $600,000, and the only caveat is their names can't be things like Zuckerberg or Gates. If they're not billionaires, I challenge them to find 10 households willing to do that. They can't. And so what they want to do instead is have the federal government put that debt burden and those taxes on everybody. I think this is a serious mistake. I think it is bad for the economy. I think it destroys jobs. And we're going to see, unfortunately, a lot more of it from Biden and Schumer and Pelosi.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.